Get your tickets now to see one of Canada's hottest Juno Award-winning artists, Jake Vaudeland and the Sturgeon River Boys, bringing original country, roots, bluegrass, and rockabilly to Signal Brewery in Corbyville on July 6th. Tickets are going fast. Get yours today via flyingvconcerts.com.
See to find a home, and he worked among the few of the harvest threshing crew, leaving dying father all alone.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On.
You're on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
It's Canada Day, up Canada way, on the first day of July.
Canada, you're like a woman.
It blows freer in my old Canadian home.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. Yes, this here is your old host with most country western music, and today, Canadian country music as well. Here on CFRC 119 FM and www.oshawarocks.com. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip back in time to the golden era of Canadian country music here on this great channel. And also, Happy Canada Day, one and all.
Canadian Pacific, carry me 3,000 miles.
Heard the sweet summer breeze in the leaves of the maple trees, sharing the song that I'm singing.
I wouldn't take $1 million for one single maple leaf.
Stompin' Tom here. As a small Canadian from the smallest province in Canada, who never thought he was anything more than a Canadian, I'd like to wish all Canadians a very happy birthday. This is a year that Canada is in crisis, and this is a year when we have to prove that we are Canadians, that we'll always be Canadians, we'll stick together through thick and thin, no matter from where we're from. We may be Indigenous, or we may be from other countries, but whatever we can do to keep this country together, we have to do all that we can, and we have to wish every province will stay within the fold. As Stompin' Tom from Skinner's Pond, and as an ordinary Canadian, I want all Canadians to be ordinary and have a heart that is going to keep this country together forever. Happy birthday, Canada.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. Yes, this is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. The next program of the Way Back with Johnny show I'd like to dedicate to each and every one of us who are proud Canadians, as this will be our 2026 celebration to our beloved country, Canada. So let's pay tribute to our Canada with opening up today's program with none other than the Canadian anthem, as sung by my good friend, the King of the Newfies, Michael T. Wall.
Canada, we
Now, friends, following the Canadian National Anthem, I would like to welcome you all back into the Way Back with Johnny Show. As we welcome you all into this weekend's program and share that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located in Cornwall, Ontario. Also heard over historic CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of Limestone City, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Also over www.oshawarocks.com. And anytime you want, over YouTube at Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. With all that, Sheridan would like to welcome you all into this weekend's program, which is dedicated to the best country in the world. Of course, that is our beloved Canada, my home country. I would also like to share that we will be sharing a lot of Canadian country music, but three very special interviews as well with true Canadian icons. First of all, I would like to open up today's program on this, the 159th anniversary of our founding of Canada, with an all-time classic by none other than John Prince that my dear friend Uncle Ray Chapisky gave me many years ago, and is called It's Good to Be Canadian. Then we'll follow with the king of Canadian country music himself, Stompin' Tom Connors, and a song I truly believe in called Believe in Your Country. With that, I would like to dedicate this, as I had mentioned, to each and every one of us proud and true Canadians. Welcome in, friends, and happy Canada Day. Long weekend.
Mist that rises from the waters far beyond Vancouver sands looks the same as the rolling fog off the shores of Newfoundland. And what I see from a mountain peak in the high drenching snow is like the view from the Rockies to the valleys far below. 'Cause when I think of Canada, I see us all the same. A century and a quarter gone, I'm proud of our name. Oh, it's good to be Canadian, no matter where we stand. The heartbeat of our nation is the lifeblood of our land. From a wheat field on the prairie, the horizon seems so high. And it's the same in Ontario, where the farmland meets the sky. And from every evening doorway, someone calls a little child. And it feels good to be home. I've known this for a while. When I think of Canada, I see us all the same. A century and a quarter gone, I'm proud of our name. Oh, it's good to be Canadian, no matter where we stand. The heartbeat of our nation is the lifeblood of our land. So let's all stand together, let's all stay on solid ground. 'Cause if you search the whole world over, a better place would not be found. And let's ask God to bless Canadians wherever they may be, and to keep us all together here from sea to shining sea. 'Cause when I think of Canada, I see us all the same. A century and a quarter gone, I'm proud of our name. Oh, it's good to be Canadian, no matter where we stand. The heartbeat of our nation is the lifeblood of our land. So say hello, say bonjour, we speak with one heart. Mon ami, my friend, you'll be, 'cause we'll never be apart. Oh, it's good to be Canadian, no matter where we stand. The heartbeat of our nation is the lifeblood of our land. Oh, the heartbeat of our nation is the
someone we all know and love. Please welcome a proud Canadian Stompin' Tom Connors.
Goodbye, Jim and Jackie. Goodbye, John and May. We hate to see you leaving, bound for the USA. But if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. I know the times are changing, factories closing down. But if you stay and help us, we can turn these things around. But if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. And while our politicians divide our precious land, we speak in French and English, but they still don't understand. If you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. In a land that's short on heroes, they trade our jobs away. And we don't need no zeros to come and help us save the day. So if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. And if you should find your heaven where stars and stripes are flown, you'll learn to stand more proudly than you ever stood back home. And they'll tell you that your country must come before yourself, or you'll have to serve your country by living somewhere else. So goodbye, Jim and Jackie. Goodbye, John and May. We hope that you'll be happy living in the USA. 'Cause if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. If you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else.
I live and breathe the country. So to be proud, I'm proud of myself, ain't I? So if I'm proud of myself, I have to be a proud Canadian. Simple as that.
And isn't that the truth, friends? Now, following that classic by Stompin' Tom Connors, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny's Salute to Canada Day 2026. So I'd also like to welcome you all into the program if you're just joining us now. And I also begin this weekend, as we usually do, with sending out some special dedications. First, a song going out to my beloved Mama Dawn. And for her today, it'll be one of her all-time favorite Canadian songbirds. That, of course, is the snowbird herself from Nova Scotia, Miss Anne Murray, and her all-time classic called Snowbird. We'll then send out a song in loving memory of my late granny, Marg, Mama's Mum, and she always made this time of year very special when I was a young lad growing up, because she always made a special Canada Day strawberry shortcake. Anyway, in memory of that, and also in memory of my late granny, we'll have an all-time classic by one of her favorite singers, Hank Snow, in My Nova Scotia Home. We'll also send this out to our good friends, Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Nova Scotia as well. We'll then wrap up this set with another timeless classic going out to John and Kathy up there in Guelph, Ontario. For them today will be the legendary Stompin' Tom Connors in a classic called Cross Canada, or also known as CANADA. With that, I would like to welcome you in and say good morning to each and every one of you listening in.
For his coat to turn to green, the snowbird sings a song he always sings, and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young. life's the thing that I can. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day.
Skies, where the shores down in Cape Breton bids the golden sun to rise, and the fragrance of the apple blossoms sprays the dew-kissed lawn, back in dear old Nova Scotia, a place where I was born. The Scotian and the Ocean Limited and the Maritime Express, their mighty engines throbbing make their way towards the west, and the sturdy fishing schooner sways so lazily to and fro. Nova Scotia is my sanctuary and I love it so. Shores out in Vancouver kiss the blue Pacific tide. I have crossed the snow-capped Rockies, saw the wheat fields golden blaze, headed back to Nova Scotia where contented cattle graze, where the purdy robin redbreast seeks its loved ones in the tree, and the French dialect in old Quebec keeps calling out to me. It seems to say be on your way, there's a welcome at the door, where the kinfolks are waiting on that gay Atlantic shore. And ask if he could rest, I'd take him to my Nova Scotia home, the place that I love best.
C-A-N-A-D-A, tell me, what's a Douglas fir? C-A-N-A-D-A, bet you never heard a bobcat purr. C-A-N-A-D-A, have you ever seen a lobster crawl? In Canada, we get to see them all. We get to see the maple trees, maple sugar and the maple leaves. We get the biggest wheat fields growing tall. In C-A-N-A-D-A, where we see the reversing falls. In Canada, we get to see them all. C-A-N-A-D-A, tell me, what's a tidal bore? C-A-N-A-D-A, have you ever heard the ocean roar? C-A-N-A-D-A, just listen to that wild goose call. In Canada, we get to see them all. We get to see the maple trees, maple sugar and the maple leaves. We got the biggest timber woods so tall. In C-A-N-A-D-A, where adventure ever calls. In Canada, Canada, we get to see them all. C-A-N-A-D-A, have you ever heard of Maple Creek? C-A-N-A-D-A, bet you never seen a mountain peak. C-A-N-A-D-A, in the land of the big snowball, in Canada, we get to see them all. We get to see the maple trees, maple sugar on the maple leaves. We got the biggest wheat fields growing tall. In C-A-N-A-D-A, where we see the reversing falls, in Canada, we get to see them all. C-A-N-A-D-A, have you ever seen a magnetic hill? C-A-N-A-D-A, or a lady on a dollar bill? C-A-N-A-D-A, bet you never seen the autumn fall. In Canada, we get to see them all. We get to see the maple trees, maple sugar on the maple leaves. We got the biggest timber woods so tall. In C-A-N-A-D-A, where adventure ever calls, in Canada, we get to see them all. I say in Canada, we get to see them all.
That big eight-wheeler rolling down the track means your true loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Rogers Snow, son of country legend Hank Snow. By the way, you're listening to Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock.
You stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
And now, friends, it's once again that time in the program. Take our weekly trip up east into the mighty Ottawa Valley, the valley we call ours Ottawa. With that mentioned, we would like to pay tribute to a few special pioneers of the Ottawa Valley. First of all, we're going to pay tribute also with sending out a song to my good friends and radio uncle and aunt, Aunt Margaret and Uncle Ray Chapisky in Eganville, Ontario. For them, today will be the legendary Bob King and My Canadiana Home, taking off an old LP record. Then we'll follow with a song going out to Vic and Linda May Garbutt in Armprior, Ontario. For them today will be a classic by Hank Rivers, or also known as Henri La Riviere. And this is a song which was used on the Confederation train which crossed Canada in 1967. And it'll be called, of course, The Confederation Train. Then we'll follow that with an all-time classic by none other than our good friend and late hero, Orville Prophet, and a song going out to my good friend up there in Niagara Falls in Chippewa, Ontario. And it's going to be a song going out to Bob Gardner today by Orville called Johnny Canuck. With that, I would like to say good morning and also send out a very special g'day to the Valley listeners. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
I traveled this whole world over, and nowhere could I find a lovelier scene than the one in my dreams. This Canadiana home of mine. I've wandered around so far from my home. I've been everywhere that there is to compare, but the fairest I've seen, so majestic a queen, is that Canadiana home of mine. Pretty Vancouver Island, the Rockies and prairies so fair. Quebec sights galore, the Maritimes for more, in that Canadiana home of mine. I've wandered around so far from my home. I've been everywhere that there is to compare, but the fairest I've seen, so majestic a queen, is that Canadiana home of mine. That Canadiana home of mine. That Canadiana home of
mine. All aboard the Confederation train, the masterpiece of railroad fame, from coast to coast, just a-moving right along. across the prairie like a shooting star. Hear that whistle from afar to the click-clack of the wheels, and I'll be gone. Now every heart will fill with pride as she takes those mountains in her stride, like a hound dog coming when we call its name. I'm sure she'll be a big success on the goodwill tour of happiness, riding the new Confederation train. For Expo 67 will go down to Montreal. Folks will come from miles away with a great big how you all. You'll hear the song of Canada on the color train of fame, going to ride to glory on the Confederation train. Dreamed I was the engineer for the big centennial expo year. Hear the wind join in the sweet refrain. We're all heading for the expo fair, and I'm sure I'll see you there, riding the new Confederation train. Give our Canada three happy cheers. We made it through 100 years. Our province is so big and grand we love. Let us live in peace and harmony. We'll be as happy as can be, trusting the Lord in heaven up above. For Expo 67, we'll go down to Montreal. Folks will come from miles away with a great big how you all. You'll hear the song of Canada on the color train of fame, going right to glory on the Confederation train. Confederation train.
Johnny Canuck is his name. He's the man who light the flame. He'll lead his country fight. He'll destroy the fallen light. Johnny Canuck is our hero's name. Johnny Canuck will break the chains. Johnny Canuck will stop the shame. He'll lead his country fight. By back the nation's right. Johnny Canuck.
My good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back with Johnny show. Make Johnny's show a part of all your Sundays.
I'll make you happy if you will see me through.
In And now, friends, I'd like to welcome you all to the first interview of our Way Back with Johnny's Tribute to Canada Day 2026. With that mentioned, this first interview was aired back in Canada Day of 2022. That's 4 years ago. And with that mentioned, this will be an archived interview from that Canada Day with none other than a Canadian country music pioneer and legend, Larry Mercy of the famed Mercy Brothers. Now, following this interview, we will hear an all-time classic that Larry recorded, but also co-wrote, called Canada, I Love You. With that, I'd like to dedicate this to our good friend, Larry Mercy, who's still going strong and is still performing to this day. However, he is semi-retired, but I do hear that he did do a show at the Purple Hill Country Jamboree a couple weeks ago. With that, we'll dedicate this to Larry Mercy and also to all the Mercy Brother fans out there. Welcome in, friends. Now, here's a classic from 2022 and Larry Mercy.
Well, I'm very glad to be here, Johnny.
Thank you. If we go back far enough, you were born in 1939 in Hanover, yeah. Ontario.
Yeah.
What are your earliest musical memories?
Well, I think of my dad played the guitar, and he kind of, I remember him on a Sunday afternoon, he'd get us three boys in kind of in the living room, and he'd kind of play, and I'd trying to get us interested in music, and yeah. Before long, we were all out playing ball or doing something else.
I see.
But it must have rubbed off because there's only three boys in our family,
okay.
and we all get in the music business, so.
Yes.
And of course, back in those days, that was really a lot of entertainment was music.
That's the way it was done back then.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
Now, how did the original Mercy Brothers group form?
Well, I was the first to start. I was, when I was 15, when I was 15 years old, it was my first time that I was on the CKNX Barn Dance, which was a radio show that the cast traveled every Saturday night within a 100-mile radius, and they would broadcast the show.
Okay.
And I was on there when I was 16 then, every Saturday night. And relatives and that would say to my brother, Ray, like, why don't you sing with your brother? And around that time, of course, there were a number of groups like the Everly Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
The Wilburn Brothers, the Lubin Brothers, all kinds, a number of groups like that. And so Raymond, his first place ever singing was right on television.
Okay.
There was a television show I was on called Western Roundup.
I see.
On CKNX TV. Yeah. And that would be back around in 1958.
Okay.
In around that area.
I see. Yes.
And that's how we kind of got started. And then there was a show on CBC that was called Talent Caravan.
Mm-hmm.
It was a national television show. And we were on that show, Ray and I. We were on in Kitchener, and we won that show, and then we were on in Hamilton, and then we were on the semifinals, and we were in the finals, and we won second in Canada. The fellow that won first, his name was Homer James.
Okay.
He went on work with the Billy Graham organization.
Oh, yes.
Now, for us, in our genre of music, it was great. It was just like winning first, because we get on the Don Messer show from that. We get on the Red River Jamboree with Stu Davis out in Winnipeg.
Oh, yes. Still, yes.
Sing-Along Jubilee.
Exactly.
All the CBC shows. Which really, exactly. Really, really helped to get us known.
And what was country music in Canada like back then?
Well, there wasn't stations that really just played country music.
Okay.
Our first record we had out was a song called Just the Snap of Your Fingers.
Yeah.
And it got to be number one in Halifax, Sault Ste. Marie, a number of different places. The radio stations then, like, that was pop. Like, we were, like, it was just a mixture of everything. There was really no much radio stations that were playing just country music.
And then going on into your career, in 1971, you guys recorded one of my favorite songs of yours, Who Wrote the Words?
Oh, yeah.
How did that song come about?
Well, we'll go back a little further than that, mm-hmm. To a point. We were playing in Brockville,
yeah.
At a bar in Brockville, and two fellas by the name of Bruce Rollins and Terry Carice,
yes.
Came down and wondered we would listen to some of their songs they'd written. And we said, sure. So between intermissions, we went up to our room, and we had just come back from Nashville from recording, actually.
Okay.
And we listened to the songs, but they were more kind of Gord Lightfooty or more folk and so on. And we said, you know, we'll listen to any songs you ever have, you know, to listen to them. And now they're maybe 3 or 4 months from that. We were back in Brockville, and they came down with some songs.
Yes.
Some of the songs they had were Hello, Mom, Who wrote the words, "Kentucky, Turn Your Back." Just great material at the Mercy that the Mercy Brothers did that.
Exactly.
And that's how we got Who Wrote the Words.
Okay. And I find it speaks a lot more towards today's time than it even did back then.
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, it does. It does. And I still do it.
Do
that's,
you?
That's the thing about being in the music business and what you want to do with recording is to get people to know you. And so then those songs, that's the songs that people want to hear when they go to see you.
Do you ever get tired of doing?
No, not really.
No.
No,
yes.
No. Like Uncle Tom, Whistle on the River.
Yes.
Wrote the words, all those songs. Some of them, like Uncle Tom, Whistle on the River, were all recorded in 1966 already.
Okay.
So,
yes.
And I still do them. I'm doing a show on July the 1st.
Yes,
Canada. Today up in a place called Sauble Beach, and on the program is Uncle Tom.
Oh, yes. Good.
So still do it
good.
After all these years.
Yes. Well, that's what, as you say, the people want to hear, so.
Yeah, they want to hear the songs that you
made famous.
Made hits on,
Now, if I may ask, you being a Canadian country music and folk musician like you are, what is the difference between American and country Canadian music?
Well, there's not a whole lot, but we really, I think, got the Americans' music really first got over here, firstly, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Point. And some of the difference is the way we Canadians say words and the way Americans do. Like when I was in the publishing business, sending songs down to America, to Nashville and that.
Exactly.
It's all maybe like, we might say poor. The person was poor, and they say poor. Poor.
Yes.
Poor. So they used to say, if they hear something that's different like that, they're hearing so many songs, they just skip over it, and they just, it's not what they're used to, what they're used to.
I think
some of it is just how the difference that we say words are words, which is kind of a small little thing, but it's kind of amazing how that is a factor sometimes.
Exactly, I understand,
yeah.
Now, you went solo in 1986 after the brothers broke up.
Right.
What led to that?
Well, actually, it was probably more in 1989, I think.
Okay.
Boyd and I kind of stopped.
Yeah.
Part of that was, the music business was going really down at that particular point, around that time.
I see.
And really what it was the RIDE programs.
Okay, yes.
That, I would say that the RIDE program, well, it was the RIDE programs and programs that really helped to stop the Mercy Brothers, and many others. I am a great fan of that. I don't believe in drinking and driving and so on.
Exactly.
But something like that changes everything. We used to be a group that we would fly out west, and we could be an event in a little town on Monday, another one on Tuesday, another one on Wednesday, another one on Thursday, and we could work like that. Then, after the RIDE programs came out, a lot of bars weren't open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
That's true.
We weren't able to fly out west and do that. We couldn't go out there and pay for a motel room and sit there and do nothing.
That's true, yes.
So we kind of stopped that. And then with the dances, if the dances in an arena, the one year you might have 1,000 people at the dance. The next, and that year there's a RIDE program down the road. The next year they had 750 people at a RIDE program.
Yes.
Road, and people just got afraid to go to places because they got stopped and lost their license or something. So it really changed.
I see.
I remember being in Kingston, playing in Kingston.
Yeah.
In the bar there, and talking to an auto body man, and he could see the difference in his business from. There weren't as many little fender benders in the hotel parking lots. So that's how something like that filters down through everything.
Yes.
So at that time, Lloyd and I, there's two of us living off the Mercy Brothers business, and we just felt that it was hard to keep going like that.
It was time.
So Lloyd decided that he would we would stop the Mercy Brothers, and we would just do what we wanted to do then. And Lloyd went on to sell radio time for television time for some radio networks, like some TV networks for that.
Yes.
And I decided that maybe it was enough work for one guy that I would just continue.
As a solo act.
So then I put a band together, and Larry Mercy, whatever band, I guess it was called.
Yes.
And just kept on going. And then I went for quite a number of years just by myself like that. And now I have a trio. I've had a trio the last 18 years.
Yes.
The fellas that play with me. Bill Alderson on bass and George Lonsberry on guitar. And we don't play a lot, but they're not just band members. They're friends.
Exactly.
And we just have a great, I have a great time playing with them.
Maybe even you would go farther than that and say they're like family.
Absolutely, you could almost say that they are.
So with this interview going to air on Canada Day weekend, what does being Canadian mean to you?
We live in the best country in the world, like as far as I'm concerned. The reason that we kind of stayed in Canada, partly was that we felt we could be kind of more the big fish in a small pond here.
Yes.
We're only 10 or 15% the size of America.
Mm-hmm.
And with the 30% content on radio and everything like that, we just felt that we could do well in Canada.
Okay.
Although we did play in Nashville the odd bit, not very much. We were on the Grand Ole Opry. We represented Canada one year at the international show in Nashville. And we played in England and Germany and Finland and Sweden and different places like that. So we really went all over.
Yes.
But we always, when we were going to Europe or something, we had that Canadian flag on our guitar case.
Yes.
Canada is very well respected around the world.
Is it? Yes.
Yes.
Good.
It is, really.
Good. Of course, speaking about Canada, you had a song titled I Love You, Canada.
Yes. A fellow by the name of Brett McNall, who does live down in your area there.
Yes.
I think he lives in Trenton area, in Trenton and that.
All right.
Sent a song to our publishing company, and it was called I See Your Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And it talked about Canada, but it talked about Quebec, that if Quebec left Canada, it would always be welcome back. But that kind of wasn't my thinking about Canada, but Canada to stay together.
Yes.
And so I wondered if he would be interested in doing like a co-write where I would write part of the song too. And then I also got Steve Wilkinson from the Wilkinson family involved in this as well. So it's kind of, there's really like three writers on the song.
Well, that's the song we're going to play.
Changed the title to I Love You, Canada.
Yes, that's the song we're going to play after the interview, Canada.
Oh, great, great.
Yes.
I would say it was one of the hardest songs that I had anything to do with.
Is that right?
Writing,
yes.
Because patriotic words do not sing good. And in songwriting, you want to have a song that flows good, sings good, and
it's catchy.
It was a little harder song to put together that was like that. It was more of a love song.
Yes, okay.
Love for Canada.
And I have two more questions for you today, Larry.
Yeah.
First of all, would you tell us about your memoirs that you wrote?
Well, when I started on the CKNX Barn Dance, my mother kept a scrapbook of where we played, what places I played at. And every Saturday night, we would go, as I say, to a different place within a 100-mile radius. The Barn Dance would be there. She would write in this book what songs I sang, how much I got paid, whether it rained, snowed, or my grandparents came, or we had a flat tire, or whatever. And she kept that book for at least two or three years while I was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept doing scrapbooks and after that myself, keeping things. I have 22 scrapbooks.
Oh, wow.
All in chronological order.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the good things, you know, of all the write-ups, all the pictures, and all things like that.
All the memorabilia.
So when I thought about writing a book, I wasn't going to write a book to sell a book or something. I wanted to write something that my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren would know about their grandfather.
I see.
And, but then I just got that, this book got to be quite big. It's 423 pages.
Yes, it is a big book.
Every page I would turn in these scrapbooks would have a story on them.
Yes.
It would be about something. So it made it, I just went scrapbook by scrapbook.
I
just took the first one, the second one, the third one, and just wrote what was in that. And it took me a darn good year to write it, I know that.
Okay.
A while to do it. But I had all I had all this information. I didn't have to have it, I didn't write it out of my head as to be able to to get me to remember something in my head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to write the book. So I was very lucky that way to do it. And I've sold a number of books, over 900, almost 1,000 books now.
Oh, good.
So and where I would normally sell books would be on doing shows and things. Well,
yeah.
During COVID, I wasn't doing any shows.
Exactly. Yes.
Even now, being an old, right now I'm 82 years old, so I don't do a whole lot of shows anymore. I still do some, but not a lot.
Not a lot.
And really, just in the last couple of months now is really when more shows have
opened up.
More things. So I've been very lucky to I've had great write-ups in newspapers and things.
Where
like
can
that.
We contact you to get the book?
Well, at my email address.
Okay.
Which is larrymercy40@gmail.com.
Okay.
And Mercy has an E in it, and a lot of people forget that or don't put it in. So it's Larry, L ArrayMercey40@gmail.com.
Okay, and I'll let people know that.
If they contact me there, I can certainly help them out with a book.
Okay, sure.
Appreciate you doing that, John.
Yes.
Sure.
Now, in closing today, of course, I have one last question. What is your thoughts on the modernization of country music?
Well, I often get asked that question, or I have been asked that question in the past. How do you like the new country? Well, I'd say I really kind of don't listen to it that much, because I do like classic. So that's what I really listen to when I can. I also listen to a lot of bluegrass music now, because I feel it's closer to the old country music.
It is.
But at one point, the Mercy Brothers were new country. We weren't Wilf Carter.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't Hank Snow. We were new. And I'm sure there were people at that time said, how do you like that new country south of those Mercy Brothers?
Yeah, true.
No? And so it's really, there are artists like Brett Kessel,
okay.
who I know quite well, and who's a great artist. But he does new country. And my dad told us many years ago, always remember, somebody come before you and somebody's coming after you.
Yes.
And that's really what happens.
That's true.
We had our day. We had our day, the Mercy Brothers, for sure. I'm very blessed and thankful for that. But now there's young kids are coming up, and they have to have their day.
Exactly.
So that's the new country, and that's just fine with me.
Well, with that, I want to thank you for being on the Canada Day show, and hopefully we can get you back on maybe for Christmas.
Well, thank you very much, Johnny, for having me.
Yes, and you have a blessed day, and happy Canada Day.
And you too. Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Bye.
I see your beauty every morning when the sun comes shining through. I've seen countless sights like northern lights. You're an old friend, tried and true. And in years from now, I'll remember how I was proud to take a stand. I love you, Canada, my home and native land. I see our future in our children, so proud, strong and free. One family, hand in hand, from sea to shining sea. I know this father's son is not the only one doing everything he can. I love you, Canada, my home and native land. And even with times I'm and it's been hard to make it through, this country together will stand on guard, and I always will love you. Now it's time I say, in my own way, so all will understand.
I'm standing Nova Scotia proud for Canada. This is Anne Murray. Early in my career, I received a lot of pressure to move to the U.S., but I just couldn't do it. Canada was my safe haven, my light at the end of the tunnel, and it still is. Buy Canadian. Shop as if your country depends upon it. Keep your money in Canada for Canada.
Well, yes, friends, following that classic interview from 2022 with none other than Larry Mercy, I'd like to welcome y'all back in to the Way Back with Johnny's Canada Day tribute. With that also mentioned, it's now time to salute the segment I like to call the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door. Now the vinyl vault door is wide open, it's time once again to salute a classic from my collection of vinyl records. And with that mentioned, I know and understand that a lot of people, including myself, don't understand what's going on between America and Canada, two dear friends for many, many years. However, I would like to celebrate our friends south of us who celebrate their 250th anniversary of independence on July 4th. And with that mentioned, the legendary Hollywood icon and actor John Wayne, also remembered as the Duke, recorded an album many years ago in 1973, which was called Why I Love Her. With that, I would like to dedicate this to our friends, especially Jimmy and Debbie Rogers of upstate New York. And for them today, it'll be that all-time classic called America, Why I Love Her. And with that, I still believe that these two countries can get along. With that, here's the legendary John Wayne, awesome, remembered, and beloved as the Duke.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. Have you seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia Mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as you rush into the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, or struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? You watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore and thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the first hour of the Way Back with Johnny show here on this great celebration to Canada Day 2026. With that mentioned, I would like to also remind y'all that on Wednesday coming up, it'll be the 159th celebration of the formation of Canada as a country. And with that also mentioned, I would like to now pay tribute to sending us into the second hour with a couple of classic gospel songs and sacred gospel songs as well by two of my dearest and closest friends in music, but also legend legends in their own right and in their own time. First, we'll remember my late friend Ross Clow of Verona, Ontario. In his all-time classic, he wrote called He Put His Loving Arms Around Me. We'll then send us into the very top of the second hour with none other than my dear friend, a border bluegrass and the Western All-Star Band, Tom Wilson, from Rockville, Ontario, and a song called Be Ready When He Comes. With that, I hope to visit with y'all on the other side of the second hour, and I will say good morning to each and every one of you listening in.
And the crooks. Get ready for the coming of the Lord. Be ready when the trumpet sounds its cry. Don't be ashamed to stand, for God will take command. On the golden train to heaven we shall fly. This old world alone, looking for a friend that I could call my own. But everywhere I turned, I cheated and I lied, until I found the Savior and got on the winning side.
Get ready for the coming of the Lord. Be ready when the trumpet sounds its cry. Don't be ashamed to stand, for God will take command. On the golden train to heaven we shall fly. Better home. I know that he loves me, I can feel it in my soul. I wouldn't trade my place in glory for a mansion full of gold. Get ready for the coming of the Lord. Be ready when the trumpet